ours to protect. Brought to you by Live 95, the IBI, and funded by Commission Le Mans with a television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
If you are living in a city, lessening your carbon footprint can be straightforward, and you can choose to walk, cycle, or get public transport pretty easily. But if you're living in rural Limerick, this can be more challenging. Results from a Red Sea poll found 67% of Irish adults believe that reducing their carbon emissions is important, and that 90% of car drivers would swap their car in favour of walking, cycling and public transport for any journey shorter than 2 kilometres. Switching to a 4 kilometre car trip to school or the shops with walking, cycling or scooting can save 200 kg of CO2 each year. Live 95's Sandra Quinn generally drives to work and lives just outside Kilfinnan, almost an hour's drive from the city centre. Now that there are more buses serving Kilfinnan and they leave earlier, she decided to take the bus, and here's how it went.
I have two small children. I generally drive them to creche before continuing on towards work, so driving for me is a daily activity, even though I wish it wasn't. As a journalist, I reported on the improvements announced for the Kilfinnan to Limerick City bus route, and I thought it was brilliant. I would never have had the opportunity to get a bus to work before because of the limits of the timetable, so when I moved to the area 8 or 9 years ago, it would never have been an option. So the Connecting Ireland initiative from the National Transport Authority aims to connect more people, particularly those living outside major cities and towns. Earlier this year, a significantly enhanced timetable for Kilfinnan to Limerick was announced, with buses on Sundays and public holidays for the first time. So it was going to serve Kilfinnan, Kilmallock, Brough, Grange, Ballineety, Drumbanna, Kilmallock Road, Roxburgh Road, Limerick City, and then final destination of Colbert Station. So there are now 8 daily services between Kilfinnan and the city. The first bus leaves Limerick at 6 a.m. for Kilfinnan, with the last bus leaving the city at 8 p.m. And the first bus leaves Kilfinnan at 6:15 a.m. and the last bus from Kilfinnan into the city is at 7:15 p.m. So I opted for the 7:15 a.m. bus to get me to Limerick City for 8:25. And I was pleasantly surprised by how many people were on the bus. That bus time would be very doable for anyone starting work at 9 a.m. Just gives you a little bit of wiggle room to allow for any potential delays or to grab a coffee before getting to work. The route was quick, there were no delays, and at its peak there were about 40 passengers in the bus. So having 40 less people travelling in cars is a major positive. At the moment, 7 out of 10 trips are made in the car, and depending on cars that much isn't sustainable. Having more effective public transport options available means that people have more sustainable choices. This bus driver explains the trends he's seeing in the bus station each day and why he thinks more people are opting for the bus.
Oh, definitely a big rise in people getting the bus, yeah. Especially coming in from, on what we call them, PSO routes, which is local villages and towns, into the city, yeah.
And do you think that people are concerned about the carbon footprint, or is it saving money with the cost of living crisis?
I'd say saving money with the cost of living crisis, yeah. Yeah, and a bit of everything, yeah. And plus not getting parking in the city, and students then with no accommodation and stuff. Big one, yeah, definitely.
Now, when I moved into Kilfinnan 8 years ago now, there wasn't a possibility to get a bus in the morning that would bring me into the city for work. So that is changing now, and that must make a huge difference as well, that people living out in the county can actually get to the city for 9 a.m.
Yeah, oh, definitely, yeah. Well, it was all part of the Connecting Ireland, the NTA and Connecting Ireland, so they want to connect, get people in on time. Colleges, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock, that kind of thing.
Because even like 5 years ago, I would remember the first bus would get you in at maybe 10 or, you know.
Yeah, it was 10, yeah, I think around 9:30 or something like that, yeah, the first one. So now the first one has you in at, I think it's 7 o'clock or just before, yeah, it's great, like.
These bus passengers told me why they get the bus and whether or not it's a valuable service. Did you get a bus?
I'm just from bus.
Do you drive? Do you have a car?
I have just come to Ireland to work, and I have bought my car, but I haven't taken it yet from the garage.
Very good. And how do you find the bus service?
More or less.
Yeah. It's good?
No. They go once an hour, and sometimes they're late, so I have to start 2 hours before my workday starts.
And do you come far?
I live in Newcastle West.
Do you mind me asking you why you get the bus?
Well, I have to go to hostels.
But do you drive?
No.
Okay, so do you find the bus service good?
Generally, yeah. I'm actually working in Shannon, but living in Tipperary town, so.
Okay, so you're a regular bus user.
Yeah.
Does the climate consideration, does that come into it at all?
I kind of go out regardless of weather, so for me it doesn't anyways, although it probably should.
Do you think about your carbon footprint when you get the bus?
Not really. I just think, like, I'll be able to get work if I get this. I don't. I won't.
Do you mind me asking why you get the bus, or do you find it a good service?
We've no other service to get around town.
And do you drive?
No, I don't. I had to give up driving. My health rises, and I got COPD and that, you know, and I use the bus there to go for my appointments, husband appointments.
Do you find that the bus gives you back a bit of freedom since you had to stop driving?
Well, sure, with the free pass, yes, it does, and good service when it comes on time.
Do you get the bus often?
Yeah, every day for college.
And do you need to get it? Do you have a car?
No, I have no car.
And is there a reason that you don't have a car? Is it because of money, or is it because of climate that you want to reduce your carbon footprint?
I didn't get my full one yet, so...
And do you think travelling around the city, that having the bus available would be quicker than a car anyway with traffic?
Yeah, I think the bus is very handy up here.
Are you waiting for the bus?
Yeah.
Do you mind me asking if you get the bus often?
Yeah.
And do you drive?
Not really. In my country, I drive, but here I don't.
I also got a rundown of the changes to the Kilfinan bus route and how much of an uptake there is here.
Pat Kennedy is my name. I'm a supervisor here at Bus Éireann. I'm working Bus Éireann since 1979, my 44th year. So, love the company and love the job here.
Wow, congratulations. That's a long service. I came in on the bus this morning from Kilfinan. The reason I came in is because of the improved service. Can you tell me a little bit about the changes?
Well, from going from only 2 services a day to 8 services, and 5 on a Sunday, which never had a service on a Sunday. It's a huge improvement and very, very greatly used. Huge numbers travelling in and out, both ways. So it's great service for people now.
Say 5 or 6 years ago, it wouldn't have been possible to live in the county and work in the city and not have a car.
It wouldn't, no, because, I mean, we've services now. We've 11 services on Nina, 6 services on Mitchelstown, 6 services on Cashel coming in, 8 services on Foynes and Ballybunion. So a huge amount increase in services, and it's greatly appreciated, I think, by customers.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission the Mon with the television licence fee, and is a partnership between Live 95 and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.